Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. www.realworldradio.fm.
Norway, oil and gas development ban in area of great cultural natural beauty. The Norwegian government's decision to ban oil and gas activities in the Lofoten Islands in the Arctic is a huge victory, said the chair of Environmental Federation Friends of the Earth Norway, Celia Lundberg. She warned that the challenge now is to have a permanent ban and to fight against fossil fuel projects authorized in other areas of the Norwegian coastline and the rest of the country. The governmental decision was announced in January and states that the ban will cover at least the next 4 years. Friends of the Earth Norway aims to make this decision permanent because this is the sixth time since 2001 that they, together with other actors, work in the defense of the Lofoten Islands, since the protection resolutions are only temporary. It was in 1994 that the Norwegian government opened these islands for oil drilling for the first time. 6 times we've managed to have the government say no to oil drilling here and that the area should be protected, but now we are working on a long-term goal, which is to have permanent protected areas, said Celia to Real World Radio. Let's now listen to the interview.
Real World Radio is interviewing Celia Lundberg. She is the chair of Friends of the Earth Norway. First of all, Celia, welcome to Real World Radio. You are very kind of being with us today.
Thank you. It's really nice to be with you.
Celia, we have read that in mid-January, the Norwegian government announced that the Arctic Lofoten Islands will be protected against oil and gas drilling for at least the next 4 years. Yes. How did you receive this news, Celia?
We were really happy for it. We've been working with this issue for so long and have had massive campaigns, gathered a lot of people in the region also. And also it's just really good to see that the politicians are actually, in this case, listening to the people, because in this matter, the majority of the general public, but also the majority of the people living in the region are against oil and gas exploration here. So it's just really good news that we've secured the Lofoten Islands for another 4 years.
Celia, how long has been Friends of the Earth Norway working in the area, and why do you consider it is a so special area?
Oh, I think we've been working on this issue for since the start of the 90s, so for almost 30 years now. And it is really unique because the areas are both fragile, but also of so great importance, both to the ecosystems there, for the fish, for the whales. The fish spawn outside Lofoten, but it's also areas that are of great importance to people living in the region. This is the areas where we have some of the biggest coastal fisheries going on in Norway. So it is just a really unique ecosystem, a really unique place. We have the world's largest cold water coral reef here. So it's just a huge victory that we managed to secure it yet again.
And Celia, what does the people who live in the area do for a living there?
Well, there are in the region, so the Lofoten, Vesterålen and Senja Islands, we have around 7,000 people who work and live off of the fisheries or within the tourism industry. So the sea is really important to the people who live there and to the people who work there. But also in addition, just for the culture and for how people who live there see the area as well. So we have a lot of people who are moving to the islands, be it to either teach or to work in some of the regional hospitals and so forth, who choose to live there because of the nature, because of the ocean, and to live close to that. So that's why it's so important to preserve it for future generations as well.
Celia, the oil operation could have had what kind of impacts in the Lofoten area? Why Friends of the Earth Norway was especially worried about that?
Well, what we've seen in the past in this area is that when you have the seismic surveys that are going on, a lot of the fish is scared off. So that means that the people who live off the fish and people who work within the fisheries don't have as much job to do as they should. They lose some of the most important, well, one of the most important things to do their job, which is the fish. But of course, then if you were to have an oil spill outside of the Lofoten areas, that would have a catastrophic effect, and that not just on the Lofoten Islands, but on the whole of the north of Norway. And what we've seen in some of the background analysis that has been done when it comes to risk is that if you have an oil spill here, the oil could reach the coast of Norway all the way up until the high north. That would impact a lot of more both people and nature, jobs and so forth. So it's just a really rich and important ecosystem that we have to protect. And then in addition, you know, this is the only place that the Norwegian government has ever said no to the oil industry. So it's also a way to start to get the Norwegian government to also realize that we need to keep the oil in the soil out of climate purposes as well. So not just nature conservation, but also because we can't afford to look for more oil and gas when we've already found enough.
Silje, we know that it is not the first victory that you have in this area. So I wanted to ask you, what has been happening there in the Lofoten area since 2001 until the day of today?
Yes, well, because in 1994, the Norwegian government actually opened the area for oil exploration, part of the area. So then in 2000, they drilled, one of the oil companies drilled an exploration well outside of Lofoten. It ended up being dry. So that's really good for us. But then the next year, a new rig was headed north to drill a new exploration rig, to explore more for oil and gas. But then we managed to get the Norwegian government to say no and to actually pull back the rig, so it never managed to actually explore for oil. And so since 2001, the area has been closed for oil and gas exploration. But even though it's been closed, it's been only closed for like 2 years at a time or 4 years at a time. So we've constantly have to take this battle again and again. So just since 2001, the last 17 years, we've won this issue six times. So we've had to fight off the oil industry six times. But six times we've managed to have the government to say no to oil drilling here and that the areas should be protected. But of course, now we are working against our long-term goal, which is to have permanent protected areas outside of Lofoten, Vesterålen and Senja, so that we don't have to kind of take this struggle every fourth year, but can have one last win, and then that will be permanent.
Okay, Silje, do you have more challenges like this one in the Lofoten area along the Norwegian coast?
Yeah, definitely. You know, the oil industry in Norway is big, and even though the politicians have said no to oil outside Lofoten areas, they are still saying yes to it everywhere else. So you have a lot of battles going on both further south but also further north, where the government is allowing a lot of oil activity in the Barents Sea. So we're working on many fronts now to keep the oil in the soil. And also you have a lawsuit going on from our youth organization, Young Friends of the Earth Norway, who has, together with Greenpeace, sued the Norwegian state over the oil exploration in the Barents Sea. So we'll see how everything turns out, but we are working on many fronts to stop the Norwegian oil and gas industry.
Silje, anything else that you would like to add before we end the interview?
I think I would just like to thank everyone around different places on the earth, because we've seen a huge support for this issue, and we've seen it on social media. We've seen it with people coming to the area, and that really means a lot that we have the support of so many people who are also eager to see that Norway both takes its responsibility when it comes to the climate and to leave oil in the soil, but also especially when it comes to Lofoten to protect the area. So that's just a huge thank you to everyone who's participated or contributed in any way.
Okay, it was Silje Lundberg, Chair of Friends of the Earth Norway, from our team here in Real World Radio. Congratulations for this very important victory, Silje, and thank you very much for this interview.
Thank you.
Real World Radio, broadcasting free words, building popular communications by Fowai.